Holiday music will be on the program Saturday night at Mount Sequoia. The 18-piece Fayetteville Jazz Collective will bring the seasonal cheer to their concert inside Clapp Auditorium at 7 Saturday night. Recently, two members of the collective, Ben Harris and Rick Salonen, guitarist and baritone saxophonist respectively, admitted that, well, they don't like all Christmas music.
I guess it's in the jazz realm, it's kind of like, well, whatever you get what you make of it. And so if you can take a Christmas tune and make it swing, then yeah, I would agree with it.
That's a hard thing to do. I mean, I don't like a lot of it the way that you usually hear it, but yeah, like Rick's saying, you know, when you can make it swing, it's just like anything else. It's all about what you do with it.
Yeah. What will we hear from you guys on Mount Sequoia this year?
Well, we've got we're going to be performing the Duke Ellington arrangement of the Nutcracker Suite, which we did last year, which we're kind of turning into an annual thing, which is a lot of fun to play. It's a lot of work putting it together, but it's just a really incredible piece of music. We have a lot of Rick's original arrangements of Christmas tunes we're going to be playing.
Can you give us a hint?
Yeah, I did this year one of the new ones. I did a feature for Ben on guitar, Baby It's Cold Outside.
And Johnny Mercer.
Yeah. So he is the lead, and instead of being a male-female duet, it's kind of a duet between Ben and the band. And so that's kind of interesting. I think that one really turned out good. Then we wrote another new feature for our lead trumpet player, Chase Cavalier. And so he's a real lead trumpet guy, so we wrote some real nice high parts for him to scream on.
When you're taking something, an established song, a Johnny Mercer penned song, and you're going to arrange it for specific instruments, I mean, this may be impossible to describe, but how do you do that? I mean, do you sit down and just look at the sheet music first?
Usually I'll kind of meditate a little bit on the song, not in any kind of Eastern sort of way, but just and I'll think, okay, what kind of hits me is what kind of style. I guess that's the first thing that I would think about is what kind of style do I want to put this song in? And typically it would usually not be the style of the original piece of music. And so so that's what I'll get first. I'll be like, oh, I want to do some kind of like jazz waltz or something. And that's one of the tunes that we did. It was Carol of the Bells. And we did it in a jazz waltz kind of a feel. And then I'll sit down and harmonically try to figure out, okay, now to fit this feel, what kind of harmonies do I have to use? And a lot of times it'll be something different. Many times it'll be different from the original harmonies. And then once you get kind of that skeleton and figure out how am I going to start it, what am I going to do in the middle, how am I going to end it, and then it's fleshing out the rest of the details.
Are you thinking consciously, okay, I'm arranging it in a different style, but I want people to recognize at times that it is Baby It's Cold Outside?
Yes,
and you
definitely
don't want to stray too far? Or
exactly, yeah. Typically, I would. I don't think I've ever taken a tune and not done that. And I think for the Christmas tunes, I like to retain enough of the tune where people would say, oh, that's do you hear what I hear? You know, sometimes it gets on the edge where I'll ask somebody who's maybe not as musical. I'll say, did you know what tune it was? They'd be like, no, I never heard it before. I said, that's Jingle Bells.
You know, but, you know, you have to.
Yeah, exactly. I went a little too far.
There's the line.
But is it safe to say you also want us in the audience to be a little surprised?
Definitely.
Certainly not bored.
No.
As you can be with something you've heard.
Yeah, over and over again. Yeah. And so that's the reason for doing some of the original kind of arrangements, because it'll be something that most people have never heard before, and it's kind of refreshing. Wow, that was cool. Never heard it that way. And so that's one other thing I like to do is take songs and really have a variety of styles. And so sometimes it would be kind of a quasi-rock feel, sometimes a jazz feel.
So, Ben, you get this new arrangement for guitar. When did you see it?
I saw it. Rick emailed me the part maybe a couple days before we rehearsed it for the first time. And so we've rehearsed it, I don't know, maybe two or three times now. And sounding good, a lot of fun. And, you know, I mean, the band always looks forward to Rick bringing in new music because he knows us so well. He knows how to write to our strengths. and to sort of push us at the same time. And it also, you know, having somebody in the band that writes so much original music, it really gives us kind of a unique voice that, you know, because we're playing things that no other band in the country is playing.
True or false, an 18-piece ensemble is 9 times more complicated and more difficult than a duo?
I would think more than
oh,
9.
Oh, more than 9. Okay. Exponential.
Yeah. And the possibilities are also exponential. So,
yeah. Depending on what you do with it, it can be simple, but it can be, you know, with that many different voices going on at the same time, it can get out of hand pretty quick.
You guys have been around for a while, and you've got quite a following. Were you ever concerned, because this is so different from anything else that's here, you know, the big band, the number of people, are you surprised you've had all the success and you're still doing it? Because there are a lot of hurdles that could be in your way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're constantly jumping over those hurdles. I mean, it's a constant struggle. But, yeah, I mean, it's amazing, and it's, you know, it's a real testament to the music scene in this town that we've had enough support to keep this thing going for as long as we have.
Ben Harris and Rick Salonen are two of the 18 members of the Fayetteville Jazz Collective. The big band will perform their annual Mount Sequoia Christmas concert Saturday night at 7 in Clapp Auditorium on Mount Sequoia. For more information about the concert, you can call 443-4531. And for more information about the band, you can go online to FayettevilleJazzCollective.org.